Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 11th, 2012. I looked it up. This week we got a lot of great movie news for you. And on the website on entertainmentearth.com, you can see comments. Now we have a comment section, so you can post whatever you want. But keep in mind, I'm going to make do approve them. So don't post about how much my BO stinks. No one really needs to know about that. I know, and I'm sorry. At the box office last week, The Avengers was number one with $207.4 million. Like, biggest opening ever. Think Like a Man, number two, $8.1 million. The Hunger Games, number three, $5.6 million. The Pirates, Band of Misfits, $5.5 million. And The Lucky One, $5.4 million, rounding out the top five. New this week is Tim Burton's Dark Shadows, as well as God Bless America, Girl in Progress, and other movies in limited release. I really want to see God Bless America myself, but it's not opening anywhere near me, dadgummit. Guillermo del Toro is co-directing a stop-motion Pinocchio with the animator of Fantastic Mr. Fox, Mark Gustafson. That guy. Django Unchained has dropped Sacha Baron Cohen and Kurt Russell, so the movie still in production will be tweaked somewhat. Cougar Town is moving from ABC to TBS, surprisingly. NBC confirmed 30 Rock would be renewed for a final season, and it would be a short one. The same is rumored for The Office and Parks and Recreation, but Community just got renewed for 13 episodes for an abbreviated, but not necessarily final, season. 30 Rock is said to be the final season. Fox picked up the Mindy Kaling comedy, which the name was in flux last I looked, which probably means she won't be on The Office next season, which hasn't been renewed as of this morning. Harry Potter will be going to Japan with its Wizarding World theme park attraction. It's going to be opening up in Universal Studios Osaka. Also, the makers of Scary Movie have announced Scary Movie 5 and another parody film, if you can call it that. Guess if you can figure out what it's based on, they're going to call it The Starving Games. I assume there's a big wink on the poster. On sale at Entertainment Earth. T-shirts. Yes, you can get t-shirts. Buy four, get a fifth free. Sale ends Tuesday, but choose from over 1,000 t-shirts from Big Bang Theory, Star Wars, Tron, video games, and beyond. We have a lot of t-shirts, and you should have some too, because the weather's getting warmer. And let's face it, if you're anything like me, some of your t-shirts probably have some holes in the armpits, which you're not exactly sure if people can see yet. Solve that problem by buying new t-shirts at entertainmentearth.com today. And now, toy news. Just in, Gentle Giant announced three new items this morning. A Re-Yeast Deluxe Mini Bust, a Clone Trooper Deluxe Statue with tons of interchangeable arms and a helmet, and a giant jumbo Kenner Yoda figure. These are all due much, much later this year, although some of them are just concept drawings still, so it might be much, much, much later this year. Back to the stuff I had written down. Thanks to my pal Daniel, we can find a bunch of new My Little Pony Miniature Collection figures on Facebook. These are not up for pre-order yet, as far as I know, but they are actual Hasbro products, and as I'm ignorant as to who is who, I will say it's delightful and bizarre to see an old lady pony with a walker and a gray hair and tennis balls on the bottom of the walker, and there's a male pony and what appears to be a griffin. I see why you pony folks are so excited. This looks like a pretty good line. New from Hasbro on their Faces book, you can find Transformers Generations, Voyager, Soundwave, and Soundblaster. They are going to have little companion disc figures like Buzzsaw and Laserbeak, and it looks like they're going to do Ravage and others as well. So that should be pretty exciting. In addition to previously announced items from Biff Bang Pow, the company announced a Battlestar Galactica Commander Adama bobblehead coming in November, plus a $6 million man, Steve Austin, in khakis as an 8-inch action figure that is currently slated for August, but of course, everything is subject to change on our website. So keep that in mind. Don't forget to order the Bloody Brock Samson 2, because it's Venture Brothers, and I like the Venture Brothers a lot. We've added a heck of a lot of new items in the last week, and we just pull up a page to run down some of the themes, so you can go to our site and look them up. Kiss pre-painted model kits, Angry Birds plush galore, more Twilight Zone, Donald Duck artwork, really expensive. We added some $5,000 Disney mosaic jewel things. They're pretty expensive. It's the most expensive stuff we've added in a while. If you like seeing it, you gotta see it. On our website, of course. And lots of exciting artwork. More Big Bang Theory t-shirts. It's been a busy week. We also added pre-orders for some 12-inch figures, including Zachary the Cool Ghoul and Boris Karloff 12-inch figure of Boris Karloff, which is unusual, but neat. And that's what I got this week. I have to get ready for a trip, but I can't tell you about it. No, it's not an acid trip. I'm probably not going to trip so you can see me next fall either, but it's going to be an important business venture. So I'm going to wrap this up and start on the other two episodes so I can wrap up my other stuff so I can start packing. See you guys next week on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And if you like the show, tell a friend.